Welcome to Conversations on Coast Access Radio. In this program, we have conversations with people about their interests, their lives, the things that motivate and excite them. So relax and enjoy this conversation.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of Conversations. I'm extremely excited because I have an old mate in the studio with me, man I've known since the 80s. You can probably tell by the laugh if you recognise that at all. Mr. Angelo Robinson, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we brought Angelo in for a few reasons. One is because this month the World Cup is not just the World Cup of rugby that's coming up or the World Cup of soccer that's been playing. We also have the World Cup of basketball. And that's kicking off in August, and we're going to talk a little bit about that a bit further into this conversation. But in the meantime, so like I said, Angelo and I have known each other for a long time.
Yes,
we caught up in Wellington back in the day when he was part of a basketball team that was sponsored by Exchequers.
Yes, Exchequer Saints.
There you go, Exchequer Saints, back in the day.
Yep.
So you came out to New Zealand specifically to play basketball, or did you just make the decision to move out here?
I went and played in the Philippines and played in Japan, and then was just going back and forth to university and trying to finish off my degree, and then end up getting a chance to come over to New Zealand. I was on my way to Australia, actually, but ended up getting stuck in New Zealand. And came over in 1985 for 6 months, and here we are later. So I came over to a team called Cable Price Centrals. Back in the day, we were like the Boston Celtics on the way out, and Exchequer Saints were the Lakers coming in, but I didn't know that at the time. I ended up getting involved with them and playing, and then ended up getting involved with coaching Saints.
Right.
And in 1988, won the championship. Along with Kenny and youngest coach to win a championship. I only had 3 losses that whole year. So
right.
they had won a championship the year before. So,
yeah, the late 80s was definitely a great time to be in Wellington and be a basketball supporter.
Yes, it was. It wasn't much other things going besides the All Blacks. And I think when Kenny hit the big shot, and I think it was 85, it just boosted basketball. And I think what happened was it was starting to grow so fast. And it was getting close to rugby, and we were on TV 3 or 4 times a week, that I think rugby didn't like that, so they kind of put the brakes on basketball so we wouldn't keep going. So, but yeah. Now, as you tell, something like that indoors, you know, it's 1.5, 2 hours, and anybody can come. And I think it was just more fantastic and draw card, and it just boomed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as a parent who has done the sideline thing outside with football and netball, and now gets to do the sideline thing inside watching basketball, I know what I prefer.
Yes, you stay warm.
Yeah, exactly. So you and Kenny really kind of lifted that whole profile of basketball. That's Kenny McFadden, just in case you guys are wondering who I'm talking about. Sadly, we lost him not that long ago.
Yeah, it's been a year, March 24th, year before last. So that was something that was kind of hard, because we had been together like glue for almost 30 years, you know. So it was kind of, and we started up all the different programs for the kids, because we saw there was a need for kids where at the top level they were just doing a lot of bickering back and forth. So we started a BPI program, and that was in the 90s. And then we end up going and getting Hoop Club in 1995.
So you were in Wellington through the 80s into the early 90s. When you started Hoop Club, was that down in Wellington?
Well, we started in Wellington, and then me, Kenny, and a guy named Terry Starworth, and then I moved out here, and I had a thing and talked about it, moved out here, and I saw there was a need. There was no basketball at all for the kids, so I saw a need and went to talk to people and got a group of people together at the council and stuff like that and say what they needed to do. So what I did is I started up a rec program, which was, they wanted it not just to be about basketball, but other sports and everything else, and they came down and had a look, and there's like 200 kids in there. So they ended up making me a youth worker.
Oh, there you go. Youth worker.
Yep, and then got the okay to start Hoop Club, and that's where it all began.
Right. So you moved up to the Kapiti Coast. Mm. You're now, or have for a lot of years, been a PE teacher at Kapiti College.
Yes.
When did you move into that?
1995, I think it was. I got an offer from a gentleman called Steve McBride, had brought me out here. He was designed Club 55 t-shirts in Wellington. And he asked me, he said, well, if I can get some funding, would you come out to Capity? Because his son was playing. And I was already thinking Wellington was small enough, let alone size the airport, then let alone going home and watching TV. There's only three channels. And I'm looking, coming from Los Angeles and saying, well, you know, there's 11 murders or whatever going up. And that story on the news that day was a turkey walking around in gum boots. So I was like, where have I come to? So I moved up, then moved to Parapuram and did that and then got into, understood I had did some relief work at Power World College. And got there and I coached the basketball team. And then next thing you know, they started giving me little opportunities to do more and more of relief teaching and stuff like that. And it just snowballed from there, like everything else.
Yeah. So you've been a kind of a stalwart of Kapiti College for quite a while. But with basketball, along with actually, I have to admit, there's a number of activities that the colleges do. There's been a real joining together of the two colleges to help build that basketball culture up here on the coast.
Yes, you know, and that's when we first came out, we got involved and I knew we had to have an association back in Hoop Club. So we started up KBA too, which had been defunct for a while. So we were doing KBA and we were doing rep teams. So I was trying to get, well, I said, well, if we can get Capity and Param together to make a team, we'd have a pretty strong team to compete against teams like Wellington. But the difference was I realized that Wellington and them, they train 5 days a week. But we only have two gyms,
yep.
And it will be hard to train kids if you only get two practices a week because you have some kids coming this 1 week. So you were constantly dragging the chain. And, you know, it was just a matter of going into Wellington, and they were so well prepared.
Yeah.
And it took a long, we went from zero. I had kids couldn't even dribble past a shoot and playing against teams like Wellington. So we kind of grew from there and then ended up getting out of KBA and just concentrating on Hoop Club.
So Hoop Club is more about giving kids a chance to not only develop skills, but see what it's like to play in a game from the age of 5, is that right?
Yes, 5 yep. to 17.
Yeah.
But and the main thing, too, with Hoop Club, I decided to go a different tack, which is very unusual. When I realized that the rep teams weren't working, I said, well, what I want to do is turn it into a family type of atmosphere. So it was a bit big risk. And what I wanted to do is start having Mother's Days and playing with the kids and Father's Days and celebrating Christmas and doing all that kind of stuff. And then I wanted to get the families involved, you know, the moms, the dads, the grandmothers, everything else involved. And that's really just blown up, and that's where we are now. And it's about fun, and for the kids, too, it's about life skills.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have rules and boundaries when you come to Hoop Club. And it's turned into a lot of parents coming in, can you help me with my kid?
Well, I mean, we were just chatting about that before we came on air, weren't we? Mm. I mean, like, our lovely office manager, Petra, her young boy, Nate,'s been yes. playing with you for quite a few years. And when he tries the old, oh, I'm tired or I'm hungry, I can't get the energy, well, coach puts him straight pretty quickly.
No doubt. I'm tired and I'm hungry too. I don't want you need to be here on time, though.
Yeah, exactly. So when you first started, like when you separated it out and created this more of a family environment, mm. when you first started, what sort of numbers were you having coming through the door?
We were getting numbers on and off for maybe about 10, about 20, maybe 25. And then so we were getting those kind of numbers and it was constantly growing, but we wouldn't have a steady number
right.
of kids. And, you know, and looking forward, I always knew when Transmission Gully came through that we would boom again. And that's what's happening now. I mean, we were overflowing. We don't have any rooms, you know, enough room for any kids, but also we're built on taking any kind of gear from kids from any background, any ethnic, no matter what it is. And we got a lot of, for example, grandmothers that come in and they've raised their kids and they've taken over their children's kids and they're coming in and bringing them to Hoop Club. So we cater for everybody. We never turn anybody away. And we're one of the cheapest clubs, you know, and probably in New Zealand with the three of us. We only charge $50 a term. That's like $6.25 a kid. Yep. Per session. So no wonder I'm still broke.
You didn't go into this to be a millionaire,
no,
did you, Angelo? No,
I did
no.
It for the kids.
So it's become more than just a place to learn how to play basketball, as you said. It's a place to learn life skills. It's a place where, from your own experience growing up and then working in the education industry, where you can maybe lend a hand with some parents or grandparents who are struggling a little, particularly when they start, I'd imagine, that 11 to 17-year-old group.
Yes. Yes,
in particular?
Oh, definitely, because you have a lot of kids coming in that play at the colleges and coming in, and that's where it gets a little bit more technical. And that's where the kids are coming at that age group that may not make the college team or they may not make the other rep teams, but it's somewhere they can go and learn the basics and learn the skills. And that's what we want to teach them and give them with opportunity for the next year to be able to make their college team or to be able to make a rep team.
Yeah. Well, because it's different. Everybody, you know, some kids are just natural athletes. Some kids need to work hard at it.
Mm.
But you're giving the opportunity for everybody. Whichever. Mm. Yeah, whichever they yes. are. So you were telling me 27 years.
Yeah, almost 30. I always say almost 3 decades. Sounds a little bit better, but yeah, I never knew it would last this long. But right. and the thing is, like I said, we're getting stronger. So it's a real honor to be able to serve the community, you know, and get some of these kids, get them something to do, because it's not really much for the kids to do in the area.
No.
So to enable them to come there and do that and be able to be coaches. I have junior coaches. So if they need a reference or anything later on in life, as long as they're consistent and they're coming all the time, we can give them references. And I'm always there to help them, you know, in any kind of way that I can.
So you've not only teaching kids how to play the game mm-hmm. and helping them build those skills, you're also teaching young people how to be coaches as well.
Basketball is a vehicle to get to those things. You know, a lot of people are struggling with mental health and everything else. And coming into the gym and you see you coming in and it's a lot of laughter. We have music, we have fun, and the kids are learning things that they don't even know as they're doing it. And I said, you know, like basketball is just a vehicle to get that to happen,
yeah.
you know, and to be able to serve the community.
And I think, I mean, like if my 11-year-old's anything to go by, it's become a bigger sport, like you said. It's really a competitor for rugby and football and netball mm. these days. You've got a lot of boys and girls. I see the girls are starting to grow as well in,
yes.
in our area, which is great
yes.
that they're giving that an opportunity. I mean, my son is constantly watching videos and YouTube and all that kind of thing, and he's always out shooting hoops. We've got him yeah. a basketball hoop, and he's always out shooting hoops. If you're passionate about it, then you're going to put the time into it, aren't you?
That's right. You have to. I mean, you know, I always say that, you know, if you're sleeping, somebody else is working harder. That's why I always tell the kids, you know, when they say things like that, I said, you got to work every day.
Yeah.
You know, we got to make sure that you're doing your schoolwork, eating your veggies, you know, and all that's included too, because you just can't be a basketball player, because you never know if you get older, whatever, how long that career is going to last.
Yeah.
And there's very few people that make it to the top level.
Yeah. Not only that, it just takes one thing, just takes one injury, you know, just that can just completely wipe it for you.
Yes.
So all your plans go out the window. So yeah, you want them to be well-rounded.
Yes.
And also too, the other thing, of course, is that Hoop Club is, for the kids, is Sunday, so it's once a week.
Yes.
Obviously, you've got to practice in between times.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That's what we tell them every day. You know, I can tell if you come back next week and you haven't practiced, you know, and I can tell right away as soon as the kids come who's practicing, or a kid walking the gym that's tall. Come here, come with me. You know, we're going to start doing some drills and take different kids away. So it's good now. It's got a lot of help right now. And,
yeah.
And we got 7, 8 junior coaches. I got 4 or 5 other coaches.
Wow.
That are helping. So it gives me enough time now to where I can go around and pat the kids on the head and talk to them and tell them good job. And I yep. can just circulate. And that's what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And
it's get it to having a point where you can kind of be the overseer and yes. focus on individual kids maybe that could do with a little lift or yes. could help be reached to that next level.
And it's taken a long time to get it there, but I have a good group of people around me now. You know, I've been through so many different ones to come in and promise the world. I could tell my wife everything is give them 6 months and then we'll see the true colors.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me, but I just know it's the ones that have stickability and yeah. want to be around, because the thing about it, I don't have any kids. So the thing about it is the people come, I know sometimes they're going to only last as long as their kids are there. Then they're yeah. going to move on. And that's not a problem.
No. You know, and that does happen. And yes. then you have those other people that you manage to grab and they yes. just keep them in there.
Yep. I asked them, did you read the fine print on the bottom of the page? Once you get into coaching, I give you a t-shirt and a whistle, you can't get out.
I love it. I can totally see you saying that, actually. Yeah. But as you were saying before, it's not just about the kids now, because you have adult scrimmages. Is that what they call them?
Yes. We yep. also have a social league that's starting up this Wednesday. We started that about maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's a social league. We come in as competitive. And this year we got 9 or 10 teams. So we're constantly growing.
Wow.
And then also we have an open run, which is called, for example, if you wanted to go down on a Sunday and just shoot on the sideline or get in the scrimmage or play basketball, for your $5 to get into that, you can do that also. So
right.
we're trying to cover every base from kids through to adults. You know, so we're covering everything. So
yeah. And all the interests too, from those who just want to shoot a few hoops
yep.
to those who want to hard out, be competitive, yep. and play against other people.
I get a lot of people coming in and saying, well, I've just moved to the area, but I'm 25 or I'm 30 or I'm 40, but I just want to go find somewhere to go shoot some baskets or join in the scrimmage. So that's picking up. I think we're averaging about 30-plus people going to the scrimmages. Once again,
wow.
the gym is too small. So we run out of room again. So, you know.
It used to be like the prime place, didn't it?
Yes.
I mean, like it's designed that particular. So this gym's at Paraparaumu College, even though he teaches at Kapiti College. It was designed to be a basketball.
Yes.
But now you're needing more.
It's outgrown itself.
Yeah.
You know, only having two gyms, one at two at Paraparaumu and one at Kapiti.
Yeah.
You know, we need something a bit bigger.
Yeah. I know you've been around for a while, but are we thinking it's time to hit up some local businesses or the council and say, hey, we need something dedicated just for us?
I've been doing that so much for the past 15 years, the council kicked me out. They used to call me and ask me for my advice. And that's, like I said, one thing you said earlier, the reason it's so successful because I'm not experimenting. All I'm doing is what I was doing as a kid. You can go to the community center. And, you know, they would have a couple of courts, they would have a library, they'd have a cafe, they'd have kids that they were doing job training with. They'd have a tonk room where the older people would go, they'd have a gym. You know, and it was a central hub where everybody could go to get information on whatever sports what we have out here. Everybody's so disjointed and nobody's really working together. So I've been to the council. I went to a meeting recently and we're trying to talk about the same thing. And they got rid of me because I keep saying the same thing. This is what you need. You need a recreation center. But once again, I think it's going to happen, but it's just a matter of when.
And whether you're still going to have the energy to be part of it.
I don't know. Not getting any younger. I might be in my Zimmer frame, but...
You'll still be there.
I'll probably still be around. So.
Awesome. So no plans to retire away from the Kapiti Coast? If you retire at all, it's going to be here?
Oh, exactly. I love it. I love it a lot more than I thought I would. You know, coming from Los Angeles...
Quite a difference.
Big difference. Hey, and then, but coming here, the people have been fantastic. Yeah. Everybody's welcomed me with open arms. And I love it here. You know, it's just
and your
the
wife's
right
a
place.
Kiwi, isn't
yes.
she? So,
yes, she's
yeah.
a Kiwi.
Yeah. yeah. So this is her home as
she
well.
She trapped me.
She trapped
me. I woke up one day and had a house, a dog, and a car. How did I get here? She's lovely.
Yeah. No, she puts up with a lot.
Oh, yeah.
As I was saying, no plans to sort of step away from anything at the moment. I know you've just had a wee break just to kind of get your head together,
yes.
and that happens when you've had a loss in your life,
yeah.
but generally still really enthusiastic about carrying on with what you're doing.
Oh, yes, especially with Hoopla. I want to make Hoopla the best it can be. And like I said, the thing about it is I was on the way out a little bit a couple of years ago, but now that Transmission Gully has been built, we're getting 3 or 4 inquiries a week of people that want to join.
From the South.
From Otaki, from Wellington, from Pāwhārua, from everywhere.
Yeah.
And people are bringing their kids here because they heard about the program and how good it was. So it's been a blessing to be able to provide that.
Cool.
So I'm not going anywhere. I'll be around for a while.
Excellent. Good to hear, Angelo. That's us talking about you. Now, there's something really major coming up that we need to talk about. So August is, as I said, there's not just football going on, but we also have the Basketball World Cup. Now, that is kicking off on the 25th of August, goes through to the 10th of September. But it's not where you think it would be being played. I mean, you did think maybe the States,
yes.
maybe Europe, but where's it going to be?
It's in the Philippines.
The Philippines?
Yeah, Manila, where New Zealand's going. So I've played there before, too.
Yeah.
So I played in Manila for a year. And then, I think overseas, those places are getting a lot more talent than they're getting. They have so many people.
Yeah.
And their program is getting a lot better. So I think it's a way for them to keep that international interest going up.
Yeah.
Because in the NBA now, you have a lot of guys from everywhere.
Yes, exactly. So it's Philippines, Japan, and Indonesia all have a share of the games.
Hmm.
But the majority of them are going to be in the Philippines,
yes.
Which means the finals will be there as well. And yeah, as Angelo said, the Indonesian, Asian basketball leagues are growing. And as you said, a lot of them are now getting to that point where they're actually competing to try and get into the NBA.
Yes.
So it's not just African Americans in there now. And it's like, so Europe is getting bigger, Asia is getting bigger. So there's a lot more mix of ethnicities
yes.
happening in the NBA, which is great.
Yes.
But so far as the World Cup's concerned, we're in Pool C. There's us, Jordan, Greece, and the USA. And it's the first game we play.
Yeah. You know, well, that's going to be a challenge. I mean, you know, anybody coming up against the USA right now, especially the first game over the nerves and everything else. And I think it's kind of hard done by for New Zealand. I'm glad they made it, but they don't have the proper training like America has. And all these guys do is focus on their whole life from their 13 and 15 years old.
Well, yeah.
I think some of the New Zealand guys are probably still working a 9-to-5 job, you know, and they don't have a lot of training camps Well, U.S. trains all year round, so, and there's so much more talent. So it'd have been an experience for them to play against those guys, but fingers crossed they can stay close.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a big part of it is what you touched on there about, you know, like some of our guys are still, they still work because they can't fund themselves otherwise. So it's kind of like how it was back in the day for league, women's rugby, which is only just recently started to, exactly. So there's a lot of sports out there that haven't had those dollars hanging. The guys have still had to go out to work or the women have still had to go out to work to support themselves to get to these places. And I guess the other thing is that New Zealand has proved themselves by getting into this World Cup. Like, they had to qualify to get to the World Cup.
Yes, it wouldn't have, I can't remember the teams they played, but it wouldn't have been easy for them to go. And to be able to do that, that's a big achievement for them to even get in.
Yeah.
You know, and to play the teams they had to play to lead up for that. And to make it in is a good thing.
I'm pretty sure one of them was China. I feel like one of them was definitely China. Yes. And so China's a huge growing basketball community.
Yes. You know, China is one of the top ones now, you know. So they've just surpassed everybody else in producing so many players. You got a couple of guys that are playing in the league in the NBA. That are from there. So they're getting seen.
So the fact that our guys are getting an opportunity to play in this World Cup, no matter the results, they're going to get seen.
Yes, that's exactly right. And anybody can beat anybody in the day. It depends on how prepared you are. I know Pearl Cameron real well. I used to coach him and watch him grow and everything. And I'm really happy for him to be able to have the opportunity to coach them, you know, and with Dylan Boucher in head now, Basketball New Zealand. You know, those young kids, like I said, I remember them when they were young, and for them to be doing that, hopefully they'll change the game around and keep it blossoming and get more interest in it.
But it's people like you too, though, Angelo, at the grassroots, as they say, you know, like you, because you've had the experience training people like the two who are currently involved in running big New Zealand basketball things, and you're now bringing through, hopefully, I mean, like, nearly three decades, there's got to be some kids who've come out of the Hoop Club who've gone on to do big things for themselves as well.
Yes, we've had a couple. One to mention was one of the Hoop Club, Steve Adams. So, you know, and we got, when Kenny was alive, we had like 80-something, 90-something kids over there, but nobody really knew about them. And we had some kids that were coming through when that happened, and they still got a chance to go over there. So when Kenny's passing, it kind of took away a lot of that stuff, because that's what he kind of focused on, us getting these kids. We would pass the kids to him, and he would train them and do everything else, and had the connections, because we both have connections in the States with coaches and everything that we've played for, played against, that are still, almost still coaching. So it's a good opportunity. But one thing we have to know, if we're going to send a kid, you only get one chance.
Yeah.
So they have to be prepared.
Exactly. And so now with Kenny's passing, does that mean that there's that kind of, that little bit of a missing link now?
Yeah, very much so, because Kenny was the link. You know, he had a special thing about him that he always come up with answers. He always had things, like we had the NZ, New Zealand Basketball Academy, that we, for 9 years, took over to the States, and we're playing in Las Vegas against the top high school teams in the country. But Kenny's passing, a lot of that stuff has been gone, because he didn't really pass it on to anybody.
Right.
And it's one of those things that, you know, he kept everything close to his heart, so he didn't really share. So without him being there, we've taken a bit of iota with the New Zealand Basketball Academy. And it's just with him going, but, you know, we still have avenues to get kids over.
Yeah, exactly. And also too, I mean, like, once you've all had a chance to regroup and you see what talent you've got coming through, and as you said, you're building your coaches, that's all building, the opportunities are going to present themselves again.
Yeah, I hope so, before my time is over.
Before your honours, I'm afraid, you can't yell as loudly. Yeah. Well, you can just get a megaphone.
I'll always be able to. The voice will carry.
All those years of experience.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Angelo. I've really loved catching up with you. It's been great. So if you've got kids who are out there constantly shooting hoops and looking for a place to go so that they can learn a little bit more and get a whole life involvement, you want to go along to hoopclubcarpety.nz is the website. Gives you all the information in there. Junior coaching program. Program's been running for over 25 years and caters for the age of 5 through to 17. There's three different sessions for the kids to check out. And The term three started on the 23rd of July, goes through to 17th of September. Basically, it goes all year round. And as Angelo mentioned earlier, it is one of the cheapest sporting opportunities your kids will get at $50 a term.
And $6.75 per session.
Yeah, that's, he's worked it right down to that. He knows that. But hootclubcarpety.nz has all the things in there. They've got the adult social league, which has just started in July, and we have the adult open run scrimmages, which is basically, as Angelo said, an opportunity just to have a bit of a go, if you're not really wanting to get into an actual league, but you just want to get that ball into that hoop and have some fun. Yeah, over the age of 16. But check it out. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with them. And they also have a Facebook page as well, I know, because I follow that.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. Thanks again for coming in, Angelo. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you guys, too, for supporting us. You know, it means a lot to have you guys support. And without you guys, we couldn't do it. So really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Angelo.
You've been listening to Conversations on Coast Access Radio, a program where we talk with people about their lives, their passions, their interests.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.org.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.